95.1 The One. It's just after 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. That usually means a bunch of random thoughts and processes and conversations throughout the rest of this morning. But we got a really good program for you again this morning. There's so much going on. Can't even begin to tell you where we're going to be at, but we've got the girls wrestling tournament going on in Hastings today. Excuse me. We've got a huge weightlifting tournament going on here in Northfield. We've got boys hockey this afternoon. We've got girls section hockey later today. The boys swim and dive. It's just, you know what? I had so much information, I didn't even know what to do. I thought for a second my head was going to explode. So anyhow, today we invited in, of course, Bubba Sullivan, the activities director, because that's his job. So we're going to have him come up for you here in just a little bit. And then we got Evan Lowe. He's going to interview the Knowledge Bowler. That's our trivia team group. That's Hal Shuffleton will be in this morning to talk about what's going on with the trivia team on Meet the Raider. And then, of course, Liz Campbell will have all our scoreboard highlights and scores throughout the rest of the week. But let's get it out of the way. Sunshine, plenty of it. Keep it coming. Sunshine today, high 40. Light southwest winds, 10 to 15. Maybe some gusts of 30 miles an hour or higher. But for tonight, patchy freezing fog. Partly cloudy, cooling off to 20. Tomorrow looks like a little bit of fog in the morning, then partly sunny and a high of 38. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, cooling off to 21. Sunny skies and 40 again on Monday. Right back to the work week. That will put a real damper on you if you're one of those Monday people who hate getting up and going to work. You're going to have sunshine and 40. You can't help it but love life. There it is, sunshine 31 here in the Northfield area. And good morning to everyone. Good morning to Bubba Sullivan. Bubba, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's been a while since we've been in here, and we've had a couple conversations on again, off again along the way, but wow, we talked about the activities today. Activities director, I only see one body and two legs.
That's right.
I'm not sure. How are you going to get around?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to try to make it to some stuff today, but we've got help. You know, our principal, Shane Byer, is going to be in town, and he'll be at the hockey game. And we've got Becca Bang, assistant principal, is going to be up at the girls' hockey game. So we spread ourselves out. Rico Boren, another assistant principal, he's not on today, but we, between that and Cheryl Dockin, who really runs the whole show at the, right, if you know Cheryl, our activity secretary, our administrative assistant, we got to try to get everywhere.
We got to get her in the program here one of these times. Yes. Maybe she'll just like let it all hang out, you right. know, let us know what's really going on behind the scenes
exactly.
here today. But we have a big event today, actually, that's going on, and it's called Olympic Weightlifting, and usually we talk about it after the fact. It just seems, for some whatever reason, that every year I end up catching up to it in late February. It's like, oh yeah, well, that tournament was last week, and we did this, we did that. And it's like, oh well, we had finalists, and we had this, and hey, we're gonna get it on the same day. This might be good. What is going on over the high school today?
You bet. We have, I think, about 200 lifters from mostly South Metro, mostly Metro and southern part of the state. At our gym today, and it's an Olympic weightlifting meet. They compete and they do two lifts, the clean and jerk and the snatch. And the kids, they organized by weight classes, and it's happening all day. It's they're doing it right now as we speak. There's three different flights that come in throughout the day, and it's quite a production. If you've never seen it before, you should stop in and check it out, because it's there's lots of participants and lots of volunteers, and it's quite a thing to see.
Is there popcorn?
There's definitely popcorn.
Hot
sure.
dog. We're going. Or maybe hot dog. You got hot dogs too? Why not?
I'm not sure what they got at concessions, but I would guess they've got that.
So, how did Northfield end up with this tournament?
So there's kind of five meets during a Olympic season, and Lakeville South usually hosts one. Cannon Falls often hosts one, and Northfield is on the docket. Often we haven't hosted a big meet. Last time we hosted a big meet like this was before COVID, and so they kind of asked us to be on the docket this year. And we have a new coach, Noah Bachmeyer, who's got some strong ties to Scott Solly, who's a name that many Northfielders will remember as sort of the godfather of Olympic weightlifting here in Minnesota. And Noah's a protege of Solly's, and so he asked him if he'd host this meet, and Noah said let's do it.
And I think you said that Sully, pretty much this guy kind of, he captures, wherever he goes, he seems to just capture all the state titles. But now he's got one of his proteges coming in, and it might be kind of a fun little rivalry going here.
We hope to compete with him, yes. We hope to make it, to make him sweat a bit.
So do we have any idea how many participants from Northfield will be participating?
I'm not sure how many from Northfield. I know, I want to say we're close to 50.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not 100% sure.
That's a lot.
It is.
Yeah. That is a lot. So, wow, that's 25% of the participants. So we got a shot.
We got a shot.
Yeah. I hope so anyhow. And then, of course, Doug Davis and the boys, they had a dive beat last night. That was here in Northfield. And they had the section here in town. And then today, I think they're down in Rochester. They're going to be swimming down there. And we'll be talking to Doug Davis a little bit later this morning, as a matter of fact, to talk a little bit more about that. And I'm hoping maybe even have a conversation with Jeff Staub with some of the other wrestling things we got going on. But got to love Doug Davis's team. Doug's been obviously coaching for about 35 years. And this Raiders team just seems to keep building and rebuilding and rebuilding. The JV, again, is, I don't know, 180 and nothing or something like that. Right. They've got this crazy 10-year unbeaten streak or whatever it is, and they did it again this year. And now but this year the varsity went undefeated. So this is kind of an exciting part for the Raiders swim team.
It is. Doug does a tremendous job. He's an outstanding swim coach, and like you said, every year, as I've watched him, I've coached beside him when I was a football coach for so many years, and always impressed how Doug will get the best out of his swimmers every year, and they peak at the right time. So he does a great job. And yeah, yesterday was the Big Nine diving meet was here, and today they're down in Rochester for the Big Nine swim portion of that. So they'll compete really well in that meet as well. And as we know, they were they were true team section champs earlier this year, and so they've just got a great team. And from what I understand from Doug, is they're really a good bunch of guys as well.
Yeah, it seems like they mold and they meld. They meld well. I don't know if they mold well, but when they're in and out of the water, things could happen. I don't know. But so that's going on this afternoon, all day today, as a matter of fact. And I think last night at the dive, we had a couple people that were in the top 20 that were able to qualify here in the section of the top 20. So we've got a little bit of a showing. When it comes to diving, that's a little bit different too, and Doug will try to explain that and how that all dive works with the different five dives times two times 10 minus 6 divided by 14, add 7 and carry the 3, and that's how they determine a winner, or something to that effect. That effect.
Grayson Gray and Sonny O'Donnell are two divers, and like I said, they finished in the top 15, but it's, you got to follow the formula to figure out who won. But it was fun to see. I watched some yesterday. I watched some JV and some varsity, and it was interesting to watch the JV kids and then see the varsity kids, and you can really see the progression that where a kid that starts on that JV and those top divers in the varsity, the progression they make is interesting and fun to see.
Yeah, it is kind of you get the young 8th, 9th grade young bodies, and they're flexible. But then you get the one that's a little bit more mature. Yeah, they're becoming a little bit older, but their muscles are starting to come into play, and they're be able to work mind and matter and different things like that. So, but then the physical skill to see how they the higher bounces and the different things like that, and the contortions that they put themselves into, and fun to watch.
It is. It's great. Yep.
And then you go to college, and then you go to the Olympics, and then oh my God, then there's who knows where we're at with that. So. And then what isn't going on today?
Yeah, there's let's see, not much. I don't think there's basketball today. We're skipping basketball.
I think they need a rest.
Right.
Yeah. I think the boys played the other night. Unfortunately, that was one of the rare losses that they've had. They are surprising me. Actually, they're contending for the Big Nine, and with new head coach Matt Christensen, a first year head coach. I told him the last week, I think he was in here, and I just said, Matt, I don't mean to be mean, but I'm shocked. Yeah. This team has really come together.
They have. Matt's done a great job, and the coaching staff in general has done a great job. That's a quick transition to, put in new systems and things like that. But the team is really fun to watch. If you haven't watched them, get out and watch them. They've got a nice mix of, they've got some physicality inside. They've got some shooters. Soren Richardson is sort of the heartbeat and the of the team, but boy, they've got some other kids that can do some things, And the Big Nine is there's a group of six teams that are all conglomerated within a game of each other at the top. It's really a six top and six bottom. So any given night, you're going to see a great basketball game.
And we look forward to doing some of that as well. I want to say one of the bigger things, I mean, even though it's small in the amount of participants, it's kind of a big deal. That is the girls' section wrestling. That's right. You heard it here. You heard it first. Well, maybe not first, but you heard it here. Girls' section wrestling meet. Has nothing to do with the boys' team. This is all independent of everything else. And we have about four participants, I believe, four participants from Northfield. One of them, of course, we've heard about, the Peggle, who's done some, you know, national lift or national wrestling and different stuff like that. But this is a big deal because it's never happened before.
Yeah. So these girls also they practice with the boys team. They may some of them may be in the boys meets and compete in the boys meets. But this is a specific girls section. It's the first time. From what I understand, we have four girls, Kaylee Graber, Rowan Seeley, Lainey Houts, and Ella Pagel involved. It's over in Hastings today. Obviously, then there's going to be a girls' state tournament that'll follow. So, yeah, it's the first time that I understand, and I think it's great. And so I know we've got some girls that are excited to do it. Jules Dalaskar is one of the wrestling assistants who's also the girls' in charge, the girls' head coach. But really, Jeff Staub and that whole staff work with these girls.
That's what it sounds like. Is Jeff, the boys' team, is really supporting this new endeavor for girls wrestling. And if you talk to Jeff and everybody else, I mean, they're kind of excited about this whole deal. They're really happy and proud to support that the girls that are there. So, you know, when you get a huge push like that, that's got to be a little bit of confidence for that whole program.
Yeah, and I think it's growing. The girls wrestling is growing across the state. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, a couple years from now how big it gets and where it goes.
So as activities director, how much do you get involved with that? Or is that something that you just kind of let the group over there at Hastings kind of manage? Or does everyone kind of work together to figure out how we can plan this, put this together? You know, where's our location going to be?
Yeah, the high school league, like anything else, the high school league, you know, organizes any playoffs section and state tournament type stuff. So they, you know, the powers that be there sort of organize who's going to host the sections and organize that. And this year, Hastings hosts two sections, our section and one other one today. And I think there's four other sites, but or three other sites.
Is there anything that goes into becoming the host site at all? Or is it, you bid on that?
How's that work? Not that I know of. I think, I'm not really sure, quite frankly, as a first year AD, how that plays out.
You don't know it all already?
Right,
come on.
So, I'm not sure how you're selected to be a section site for in this situation. Obviously, in boys wrestling, you know, there's tradition that, you know, if you're the home team in the first couple rounds, you host, and then as we get to the championship rounds, we go to Rochester. So.
How about today's weightlifting? How did Northfield end up with that one?
Yeah, this is a regular season meet, and so there's, you know, any other game or contest, in this case, the Olympic weightlifting committee or whatever they are just needed some meets on certain days, and we said, hey, we can host this week.
Oh, so this is just this is like a just a meet.
This is just a meet. Yeah,
this has not got any section or state outcomes or anything like that.
No, although I think throughout the year kids can qualify if they for state with a you know, to meet a mark, right, a certain weight lifted at their weight class. I believe that's the way it works in Olympic weightlifting, that, you know, when they meet that mark, they can qualify that way.
So it's kind of interesting. So the boys basketball team doing fairly well, a little bit above board. And so they're vying for that big nine. They're kind of hanging around the top right up there. Then you got the girls hockey team, who unfortunately lost the big nine to Owatonna here about a week or so ago. And then, of course, won the other night against Farmington. And now they advanced to the section semifinals tonight against Lakeville South in Lakeville. And I know you mentioned that one of your assistants will probably be up there at that game. And that's got a lot to do with the fact that this afternoon at 3 o'clock, we got the boys with Mankato East coming over here to Northfield. So we got that one to play. They're vying for the Big Nine. They're actually right there at the push. They're right at the top. They have an opportunity. They win out, they win that Big Nine. So they're on a, you know, up and coming, if you will. I mean, they were... You know, one shot away in overtime to go into state last year. So I think that team's got a lot of great potential this year as well. So just so many activities going on today. How many are you going to try to attend?
Well, I'm gonna spend most of my day at Olympic weightlifting because that's such a unique event. But I'm gonna try to sneak by the boys hockey game as well. And like I said, as the rest of our admin is spread out, I was able to catch a little bit of the JV or the diving yesterday, so I'll probably hit those two for sure today. So, stay in town.
So sunshine and 40 degrees, you're just gonna get pent up inside of a building, huh? There,
a bit, yeah. We'll get out some.
Is that a part of the AD hat? You got to sacrifice.
Yeah,
you just got to make that huge sacrifice. Get out in February the 11th and get some sunshine. You got to stay inside.
It's a busy deal, and yeah, there's lots of things to cover and lots of fun events to go watch kids do.
So let's go. All right, so now Bubba Sullivan has been the activities director, I think, since July, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so... excited at the beginning, everything was go, 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 this is fun, a new adventure, this is something. Yeah, all right, so now you're about 7-8 months in, and how's Bubba doing?
Well, in some ways I'm surviving. it's a really big job. It's fun. There's, like you said, there's tons of events. It's and some days it's overwhelming, like, holy moly, how are we going to get through this? Other days you feel like, hey, we've got this, right? We're under control. I mentioned Cheryl Dockin earlier, our administrative assistant, and she's amazing. You know, if she weren't there, I don't know where I'd be. She's done it. I think she's been doing this for 15 years, so she sort of keeps me in line and pointed in the right direction. And so it's every day is a different challenge, but an interesting challenge.
I was going to say, because you are through now the fall and winter sports, or almost. Mm-hmm. Guess what's right around the corner? Spring. Are you already working on the spring activities?
Oh, yeah. So really in this job, you're kind of working a year ahead. So we're sort of making sure right now, we're making sure the spring schedules are where they should be. We're trying to get our lower level officials for baseball and softball scheduled. You know, she's got busing pegged, that kind of stuff. But we're also, in the meantime, we're working on next fall and next winter's schedules with the other ADs and the Big Nine. And, yeah, so we've got that going. We've got activities. We've got our speech team out today at a meet. We've got, I think you mentioned earlier, Knowledge Bowl. You're going to talk about them. So there's something for everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Where's the chess team at?
Chess team they are a local this year, run out of our community ed.
Huh? Okay.
Run out of community ed.
All right, good. They must have, hopefully they're doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
I know they have really good numbers.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. So I didn't know if that was a dying breed or not, but back in the day when I was in chess, that was like when Bobby Fischer and all those guys were coming along, and it was like that was a big deal, you know, and then there was a huge rivalry between the Soviet Union and the United States, not only in hockey and everything else, but in chess, which was a big deal. And I was one of the few nerds that actually took on the chessboard once in a while.
Right.
But so thanks for joining us this morning, Bubba. What's anything else we want to talk about real quick? That just maybe announce anything?
We missed a couple things. I just want to mention we've got our dance team is competing up in Bloomington in the section dance competition today. Our gymnastics team is down in Rochester for the Big Nine gymnastics competition. I got talked about speech, and I think we hit just about everything else. I'm not sure if you knew, but I'm sure you did. The girls' alpine team won the Big Nine championship a couple weeks ago. We've got three different alpine skiers going to state. We've got a Nordic skier in Sam Folland going to state next week. There's a lot of stuff coming up here in the next couple of weeks that as we wrap up winter sports.
Yeah, winter sports, boom, right back into spring sports. So we got baseball, golf, girls, tennis, diving. I think is there swimming? Is there swimming in the spring?
Not in the spring.
Not in the spring. It's fall and winter only. Yeah. But lacrosse is coming. That's a big deal. That's a up and that continues to grow. A lot of different teams, people joining the team, the girls team and the boys team, doing really well here in Northfield. So a lot of fun activities. So yeah, I mean, there's stuff to do here in town. So I know we got the hockey game this afternoon. We got the weightlifting over at the high school. Pretty much everyone else is kind of out of town, but.
Could head up to that hockey game.
Bloomington's
tonight.
Not far away. Right. Lakeville's not far away. Hastings not far away. You can, it's 40 degrees and sunshine today, people. What a beautiful day to get in the car and take a cruise. Or if you're crazy enough, just strap on some leather and jump on your motorcycle, because I know there's a few of you out there that are going to do it today because, hey, look, the sunshine. Let's go. Boom. Okay, but I digress. So anyhow, we have tons of activities. You've got busy activities. You got to get going. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Bubba. It's been a long time. Hey, good luck. Thank you. And, hey, nice job so far. With KYMN, we get to work with the group and the organization, the coaches and different things like that. And you guys always give us proper access and give us the opportunity to actually help support local sports and activities. So we really appreciate the openness and the fact that you guys allow that opportunity.
Well, thank you for doing it, because we've got great coverage here with obviously the radio shows and the broadcasts and the Northfield Live that's many communities don't have that. So you guys are a great asset to our program. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Bubba Sullivan, no longer head coach, head activities director of the Northfield Raiders. That's it. He's on his way out the door, and we got more to come. Don't go. Simmer down. I mean, Bubba's a big draw. He's a big deal. But we still got Doug Davis coming on. We've got the knowledge bowler on the trivia team, Hal Shuffleton, coming up, and the Raiders scoreboard. That's all coming up right here on the Raider Wrap on 95.1, The One.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Just like sports teams, companies are only as strong as the players they draft. That's why Merchants Bank believes in recruiting only the most skilled, community-minded people for their team, providing you with the best resources possible to reach your goals. Merchants Bank in Northfield is pleased to welcome mortgage lender Rob Nelson to the team. Rob is local to the Northfield area and comes with years of experience in mortgage lending. Want to buy or build? Make a plan with Rob. Equal housing lender, subject to approval.
Fall is a great time to get that landscaping project, home remodel, or repair done, and with interest rates still low, you can do it all with a home loan from Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Credit Union offers a variety of home loan options for refinancing, renovating, new construction, and purchasing your first home or forever home. Whatever your home loan needs are, Hometown Credit Union can make them happen with rates and terms to fit. Learn more and apply online at hometowncu.coop. Equal housing lender. From the team at Hometown Credit Union, go Raiders!
And good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap. Hope you didn't go too far. 27 after 10 o'clock on a beautiful, Beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Top of the morning to ya. Today is Saturday, February 11th, if you just woke up. The 42nd day of 2023. There are 323 days left in the year. There's approximately 5 weeks until the first day of spring, and only, that's right, only about 35 days until St. Patrick's Day. Oh, the luck of the Irish with you. So that's all coming up here today. But what else is coming up? We got plenty of stuff happening for you here today. We still got to talk to Doug Davis. Hopefully, I mean, I might be able to get Jeff Staub live from Hastings, I think. We're going to try to figure that out. I know that Doug Davis and them are heading down, or they're already down there at Rochester participating in the section swim meets down there. Today, sunny skies and a high of 40. Southwest winds 10 to 15, picking up with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour today. Tonight, maybe some patchy freezing fog, and then partly cloudy with a low of around 20. Then for tomorrow, patchy freezing fog before 9 a.m. in the morning, clearing off to partly sunny skies with a high of around 38. For tomorrow night, cloudy skies cooling off to 21. And then sunshine, 40 on Monday. Monday night looks like it's going to be mostly clear and then cool off right around 31. The winds will pick up from the south at 10 to 20 with gusts higher to 30, 35 miles an hour. And that is on Monday night. For Tuesday, looks like we're going to get a little rain in the forecast, about an 80% chance of some rain on Tuesday, which may basically turns into a coin flip, I believe, in meteorological terms. And it's going to be about 42, though, on Tuesday. Tuesday night, rain. Mostly before midnight, cooling off to 33. And then Wednesday, again, a chance of rain and a little snow mix in there. A chance of snow later in the afternoon on Wednesday, and then rain, snow. It's, you know what? It's going to be kind of ugly on Wednesday, and a high near 35. Hey, it's sunny and 32 right now this morning. So that's all we have to say. We need to say no more. But I will say, let's find out what's going on with our scores and highlights. On the Raiders scoreboard, Liz Campbell was able to write it all down, and she'll talk about it right now.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you are having a beautiful Saturday morning and enjoying this nice weather. I am your host, Liz Campbell, and this is this week's Raiders scoreboard on the Raider Wrap. Last Saturday, our Highlanders dance team had their annual Dancing to Make a Difference showcase, supporting the Northfield Community Action Center. Thank you to everyone who came out and supported our dancers and our community. They have their sections meet later on today, so good luck to them. Our Raider wrestling team competed in Cannon Falls this last Saturday. They traveled to Rochester and had another meet on Thursday. Gator Boys Swim and Dive had a home meet this last Saturday against Mankato East, winning 98-86. Their record on their dual meet season is 10-0. They will compete in Rochester today at their conference meet. Boys hockey had a game in Owatonna this past Saturday, pulling out a win against the Huskies with a final score of 5-0. Cam Kaiser led the team on the ice with a hat trick, and Jake Geiger and Braden Olson both had one goal. They traveled to Rochester Century on Thursday, winning 8-2 against the Panthers. Braden Olson and Caden Monson had two goals each. They have a home game later on today, so go down to the Northfield Ice Arena this afternoon at 3 p.m. to cheer on our Raiders. Our Raider girls hockey team also had a game this last Saturday, playing against Owatonna here at home. They lost 2-4 to the Huskies. On Wednesday, they had their first round of sections, winning 5-1 against the Farmington Tigers. Emerson Goalie had two goals, and freshman Mia Miller had a goal in the second period. Girls basketball was in Red Wing last Saturday, winning 49-40. They played Owatonna later on in the week on Tuesday here at home, losing 32-55 to the Huskies. Ryan Eddy led the team with 11 points. On Thursday, they traveled to Mankato East, losing 33-49. They played against Rochester Century last night, losing 21-56. Boys basketball played here at home last Saturday against Red Wing, winning 75-62. Sam Schreier was on fire with 29 points, Soren Richardson right behind him with 19 points. On Tuesday, they traveled to Owatonna, putting up a strong fight until the end, but ultimately losing by 2 points with a score of 75-77. Soren Richardson was a strong player, per usual, with 28 points, and sophomore Isaiah Mahal had 15 points. On Thursday, they lost to Rochester Century, 62-77. Thank you for tuning in on the Raider Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1, The One. Keep tuning in for more sports.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. For shuttle services, events, or any of your transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. Another new addition coming to Dundas is called Tower Heights. We have 6 nice single-family lots in a great new neighborhood. For the more modest budget, we have wonderful designs for single-family homes starting in the upper 400s.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hi. I'm Marty Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At the Dundas Dome, they believe that in the dead of winter, when it's 30 below zero, kids and adults should be able to play inside, be physical, and burn off their extra energy while having a fun time. Now, their vision has come to life as a giant dome. So next time you need an environmentally controlled space, consider the Dundas Dome. They also have plenty of room to host your graduation party, wedding, church event, or business outing. Call 507-366-3663. Or check out DundasDome.com.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap, 26 in front of 11 with the sunshine glaring and the blue skies and 32 degrees out. And this fight song in the background. How can you not get excited about February 11th, 2023? Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to follow up with that. The girls and boys schedule throughout the rest of the year as well. The girls will wrap up their season here in the matter of the next few days. So Valentine's night over here at the Northfield High School. Bring your sweetheart and watch the girls basketball team take on Austin. That's at 7:30. And then on Friday, they got Albert Lee here at 7:30. They go to Winona on the 21st, and they round out the season, barring any type of, you know, referee situations or COVID or anything like that that's going on, which, by the way, some of that is happening again around a lot of parts of the state here. There's some cancellations and postponements. And then they'll round out the season against Rochester Mayo at home on Friday, February 24th. Please mark your calendars. And then the boys, of course, they swap. So they're going to go to Austin and Albert Lee. So they're going to head down to that cat territory on Tuesday and then on Friday. And then they're back at home against Winona on the 21st. Back down to Mayo they go. Faribault comes to town on the 28th. And then on the 3rd of March, they round out their season down at Rochester John Marshall High School. So again, it's a lot of conference play going down the stretch here. So every game is important for the Northfield Raiders boys basketball team as they try to vie for a big Nine Championship. Speaking of Big Nine and section finals, we were able to catch up with Doug Davis before we send him down to Rochester down there. The JV meet starts, I believe they jump in the pool around 11:30, 12 o'clock, somewhere in there. The boys will not be swimming off until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. So I don't know if you're interested in the swimming and you want to go down and see just an amazing Gator team who continues to just year after year perform and put some great athletes in the pool. That's going on this afternoon in Rochester if you want to catch up with that. But in the meantime, we were able to talk to Doug and find out what's going on.
Doug Davis, of course, is our guest this morning on the Raider Wrap for the boys swim team. And we talk about the Big Nine Conference coming up and the fact that it's kind of interesting. Northfield gets to host the diving side of that. We don't talk a lot about diving when we talk about the swim and dive team. You guys seem to have a lot of great athletes. Your JV, again, is undefeated another year. And the varsity was 10-0, I believe, on the season. So they've wrapped up a really good season again as well. But we don't ever really talk about the diving aspect of things. And actually, Northfield gets to host the Big Nine Conference dive. So that's got to be kind of an exciting opportunity for the team, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, the pool is a nice facility. We've got a great pool from a competition standpoint that swims fast. And it has two very nice boards, great spectator seating. It's kind of a nice central location for a number of the schools in the Big Nine. And when the Big Nine grew from 10 schools to 12, when Red Wing and us joined them back about maybe 5-6 years ago, you know, the conference talked about where we could put a central location because they were just going to, they just realized they couldn't pull off the entire meet in Rochester anymore. It would just be a mammoth day, and they were starting to run into some complications and difficulties. And so we proposed this, and the coaches kicked the idea around, and they kind of settled on our pool for location. And, you know, I think the coaches are happy with the location, and they're happy with the facility. It's nice to host it because, you know, our boys are diving on their home boards, and so they're very familiar with them. We got a great parent crew that year in and year out continues to just support us and help us, you know, as far as volunteering and to pull off events like this. And, you know, and the coaches and that athletes seem to come in, and they always seem to have a great experience. And so it's nice to showcase Northfield, you know, as a community. It's great to showcase Northfield, the swimming and diving pool, you know, and let our athletes have a chance, at least on the diving board, to participate in a home environment.
So who does the judging for the dive team?
Do you have to put together the head coaches from the diving coaches from each school. A number of the diving coaches are even certified officials throughout the state are certified. They have certifications in diving, you know, and so we try to put certified judges on the panel, and usually there's two or three coaches that are certified. And so we have at least two or three certified judges. We have a referee that goes there, and then a number of the other diving coaches that have a lot of experience in years doing this. And those are the same people that help judge at dual meets. They'll sit on the panel along with the referee. And we usually have a 7-judge panel for a championship meet, like the one that we'll be hosting for Big Nine Diving. And when you have 7 judges there, you're always scoring 3 judges. And so what you do is you take the highest 2 scorers, you throw them out. You take the lowest 2 scorers, throw them out, and then you average the middle 3. So you try to get what would be a true representation of a pretty accurate score on a diver.
I am assuming, since you host, you are not allowed to judge.
Actually, that's not the case.
Huh?
Just because we host the meet, because it's just the site and the location. You have a diving judge, and like your coach is on there, he's 1 of 7.
Right.
And so, you know, while you may have sometimes judges see different things when the divers complete their dives, and so scores can fluctuate a little bit, they usually can even out because, as I said earlier, you're throwing out your 2 highest scores, you're throwing up 2 lower scores, and you settle on the middle 3. And so you're usually, you know, even if judges sometimes see something different, they score lower, or they see something other judges don't see and they score high, you know, you're not going to get too much, like, radical fluctuation. And so, you know, sometimes, yeah, judges can be from whole schools, and that's quite common.
Oh, I was going to say that we must going to win, but apparently you're only 1 out of 7, so...
No, not that kind of home cooking.
Okay, so... Well, let's talk about the other coaches. Well, maybe they come in. And, I mean, I know that everyone talks about, you know, you've got, I'm sure there are limitations, right? You have to judge it based on certain things and certain criteria.
Right.
And So human nature sometimes takes over. Yep. Who knows? Maybe somebody's having a bad day. I'm just speculating. But, you know, what happens if the coach from Town B just decides that, well, they're Northfield Divers, and I'm going to grade them a little tougher because this is their home field? Any of that kind of go on? I mean, can that go on? Or, I mean, is it?
You know, there's always that possibility. You know, diving is subjective. It's not like swimming where when the horn goes off and the clock starts, it stops when the guys hit the water and it's as fast as you can move between the walls. Diving is kind of like ice skating, where you get judges together, they look at the tricks, they look at the difficulty dive, and then they throw out a score. You know, and there is that human element that you talked about, and so there's always sometimes biases that can come into the scores. I think that when you have a championship meet like we're hosting and you have seven judges on the panel, that is the best way to, I think, eliminate that. Because even if a bias comes in on a judge or two, because you're throwing out two high scores and you're throwing out two low scores and you're only taking three in the middle, you can eliminate that. Because if a judge decides they're going to constantly keep scoring them low, their score gets thrown out. And if they're constantly scoring high, their score gets thrown out. And they try to go with the three middle ones. So they're trying to find a way to say, all right, we got seven different people looking at it, seeing seven different things. We can probably settle on the three in the middle, probably seeing it pretty accurately. And those scores are pretty reflective of what they should probably earn. And so it usually works out okay.
So let's talk about our divers. Do we have five or six this year?
We have five divers this year, two that will be competing in the JV competition, and three that will be hopefully competing in the varsity. We have
when you say hopefully, Doug, why do you say hopefully?
Well, we've got a young man that's trying to recover from an injury, and so we just don't know if he'll be cleared to compete. And so he was entered, and we'll just kind of see how things roll up on a day, and if we have to scratch him, we'll scratch him. But we'll have at least four on the board. If we're lucky, we have all five. So two will be diving in our full 11-dive championship format, and the other two guys have their six dives. They'll be diving in the JV component of it, which is still just a little bit earlier in the day.
And you said six dives each person, right?
Six dives for our JV boys, and the varsity guys that are competing in the championship meet will have an 11-dive list that they will be competing.
So out of those 11 dives, are they all the same? Are they all different? Do you try something, you know, a little bit more difficult?
They are all different. They have five dive categories that they need to cover. They need to have at least two dives in every dive category. You have dive categories that are front dives, back dives, dives that are in the reverse position, inward, and then twisting. And so they have to cover all five of those categories with at least two. And there is a category then that they can triple up in and have a third dive of. And so, yeah, they've got to have a pretty comprehensive and pretty good understanding and a pretty good awareness. And they got to be able to cover all the categories. And so diving different dives every time.
So there's five categories, but you're allowed two dives in each category except for that one. So
yeah, the one category has three. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the one that has the three. So, but do they do the same dive? Or then add a twist
each diver,
to it?
I understand the question now. Each diver can kind of pick their own list. And so some divers will come in a little bit more experienced, and they're probably throwing lists that have a little bit higher degree of difficulty, more difficult dives. Other divers will come in, they will cover the categories legally, but their dives might be a little easier. You know, and so instead of doing like a front 2.5 somersault, they might do a front 1.5 out of the same front category, but one dive is a little more difficult. And so, yeah, you're going to see different dives from the divers, you know, all across all the schools, but they'll all follow the same rules about covering those categories.
So when you look at the ones that will be participating, whether it's JV or varsity on behalf of the Raiders.
Yep.
We don't talk, like I say, we don't talk a lot about diving. We talk about the swim team, but let's talk about our divers. Where are our divers falling in place here as they go into this Big Nine conference?
Well, Eric Ranquist is the one that's recovering from injury. If we have him, he is a potential probably top five or top six. You know, he's a very solid diver. He's only in his second year, and he's coming on like gangbusters. Grayson Gray is an eighth grader, and he is turning himself also into a pretty solid diver. If he has a good meet, he, I think, could be maybe in the top 12, for sure top 16, I'm hoping, score. We got three new divers. One of them, Sonny O'Donnell, a sophomore, who is throwing his 11 dive list for the first time. And so our hope for him is just to have a good meet, and if he can get through the cuts to dive all 11 dives, that would be a great goal. But just to learn his first meet and have a good experience. And the other two boys that are eighth and ninth grade are diving their JV. They'll dive their six dives. But You know, those at the JV level, they should both be very competitive. You know, I think there's seven divers there, and I think they'll probably be two of the top three divers in that JV meet. And so our divers, you know, are very competitive, and they do a very nice job.
So it's the Big Nine Conference, but how many teams will be represented? Does every team have a full swim and dive team coming in?
Not every school, no. Some of the smaller schools, Albert Lea and John Marshall right now, sadly, just didn't have any boys that they were able to get signed up or recruit that are diving for them. And so they're just going to have swimmers represented in the Big Nine meet. So 10 of the 12 schools will be sending divers to compete in the championships.
Well, we are talking again with head coach Doug Davis from the Gator Raiders swim and dive team that are in the Big Nine Conference. Let's talk a little bit more about our swimmers. What is the accomplishment? What is the goal in the Big Nine Conference?
You know, right now, we've had an undefeated season, which is outstanding, but we still determine a conference champion at the conference meet, because with there being 12 teams in our conference, it's impossible with some of our scheduling limitations for us to swim every school. And so there's no way to evenly or cleanly determine a conference championship just on head-to-head dual meets. And so we still have a conference championship meet. And so the conference champion will be determined this weekend. And it's an invitational style meet. And I'm assuming, based on what I've seen, we didn't get a chance to swim all of the Rochester schools this year. We just swam John Marshall. Mayo and Century look pretty good. We'll probably be able to compete pretty well with Mayo. I think we have a good shot of being up there, maybe the top three, top four. Century looks like they're, I think, the class of the conference. They're fairly young. They're fairly fast. You know, Linda Freeman over there, the head coach, has a pretty good squad. I think they're probably the favorites because they're the defending Big Nine champions coming in. But Northfield, we'll go out there and we're going to compete. We've got a number of boys in some very competitive spots. We've got a couple guys, I think, that have a shot at being conference champions. And we're going to bring our best game. So hopefully we can, again, have a great meet. And if we can come out of there in the top three, that'd be, I think, be a great accomplishment for us.
Normally, like when you go into some sort of a meet, especially if you're like in cross country or something like that, you like to carb up a little bit the night before. Is there a ritual for the swimmers?
You know, we do talk to the boys about nutrition, and we do talk to them about hydrating and getting rest. I think they eat pretty healthy throughout the season. So when it gets to this time of the year, it's not like they necessarily have to like carb load. Just eat smart and get a good night's sleep. We do talk to them about preparing and shaving and resting and all that kind of good stuff. And so I kind of leave the rituals up to the boys. They determine their own. They know what their bodies can handle, what makes their stomachs feel good. But we do definitely talk to them about having solid meals, you know, making sure you get good proteins in there, but making sure you're fueling with the carbs and the glycogen restore that you need so that we can swim fast and have enough to draw on for the meet.
So I know that when you were at the sections, True Sections, you talked about, you know, trying to compete and whatever, and you ended up taking third. So it was on your radar a little bit, but I think that they exceeded the expectations. So
Yeah. Is
that something now? So that happened. Then you take Mankato East, and now you're 10-0, and you're undefeated. You're coming into the Big Nine. Is this team just taking it upon themselves to, even though you're saying, you know, if we do third, I think everyone will be happy. Do you think this team says, no, that's just not good enough for us?
This is the coach speaking. You know, I don't necessarily talk to the boys a ton. You know, we did talk about when we went to the True Team section meet and you saw the psych sheets, we talked about, Mankato East and Simley will probably be pretty competitive, but we had a chance to win it and advance the True Team state. And then when the psych sheets came out for the True Team state meet, we knew that Breck Blake and St. Thomas were tough, but we knew that Orono was right there and a number of those other schools. And, you know, if we swam a great meet, that was a possibility. And the guys, that they just willed it upon themselves. They were going to go do that. I'm not saying they can't do that this weekend. You know, crazier things have happened. And I wouldn't underestimate this team. But going in, if you just ask me, taking a look at if everything is swam the way it's seated, you know, Century looks like they're a tough team. But, you know, we've in the past, you know, when we won our first conference championship under my tenure, when we were in the Minnesota Conference, we went into that Minnesota Conference meet, 100-point deficit underdogs to Hutchinson at the time. And we overcame that deficit, and we ended up tying them for the conference championship in one of the most amazing meets I've I've had a chance to witness a number of years as far as the kind of, you know, point deficit you had to overcome. And so can these boys do it? Absolutely. Will they do it? That's why we swim the meet.
That's why you swim. That's right. You still got to jump in the pool. So
they got to jump in the pool and they got to go.
With that said, after the Big Nine Conference, what's the schedule look like for you at that point?
Then we shed about half the team. The JV boys will be wrapping up and they'll be done. And then we'll get our section team put together. We'll finalize kind of the events and where the guys are going to be swimming. And then it's a week and a half. So it'll just be preparing. No other meets in between there. And so the guys will get a chance to focus on some good quality training, resting, you know, not a lot of other distractions, get some good rest at night, and hopefully get themselves in a position where going to that meet, you know, we get the boys that have those chances of getting the state meet, they put themselves in the best position possible for that and get ready to have just another fantastic finish to an already wonderful season.
So the sections will be held where then?
The section meet will be down in Rochester. We'll swim the prelims and the finals at the Rochester pool. So the same pool we'll be competing in for the Big Nine. And then the diving will be held at Mankato East on Thursday, February 23rd. They will be hosting the diving event.
Excellent. So we talk about tapering and different things like that. And we started talking at the beginning about how they just keep getting the best, better bests.
Yep.
They just get more better and more better, if that's a word.
They just keep getting faster.
And they just keep getting. But now you've got, at the end of the Big Nine, you said you got a week and a half. So what do you do during that period? I mean, these guys have been.
I get in their heads. We talk a lot about mindset and preparation. We continue to pump these guys full of all the confidence in the world. And we just revisit all the little things we've been doing throughout the season. They fine tune. We do some really good swims and quality stuff in practice to prepare for that. We work on little things like relay exchanges and turns to make sure those are sharp. And the boys just get themselves mentally ready. And, you know, it's been a recipe and a routine that has been, you know, pretty successful over the last, you know, several years, you know, with the squads we've had. And we're not expecting anything different. We're hoping this year again is another one of those just amazing, you know, next couple weeks.
Well, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Doug, because obviously with 35 years under your belt, you've got a lot of great experience and a lot of great stories to tell. But also, I just enjoy the passion that you have still after 35 years and the way you talk about your team and the way that you present your team and how much pride that you have in each individual that's on that team. And it's always, it's fun. You can hear the passion, you can hear the joy, you can hear the excitement in your voice. And so it's great for programming too. It makes the radio sound really well.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. It's easy, you know, when I have a great radio host like yourself asking the questions, because I feed off the energy, and there's definitely, you know, you bring it.
Okay,
make a good team.
I just dislocated my shoulders, patting myself on the back. But needless to say, we digress. Doug, so good luck to you guys. Keep rolling. It's been a fun season so far. Just keep on keeping on, and I wish all you and the team just the best of luck here. And let's stay in touch, and let's just keep going to that next level. And the best to all of you guys in the Big Nine Conference final.
All right. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
All righty. That is, of course, head coach Doug Davis from the Boys Gators Raiders Swim Club. We'll have more coming up right here on KYMN 95.1.
Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to a new one, or sell your current house? Professional Pride Realty in Northfield can help every step of the way. Professional Pride Realty is your locally owned and operated real estate company. The realtors and staff at Professional Pride are longtime active members of the Northfield community. They believe in supporting local businesses. So when it comes time to look for a local realty company, look no further than Professional Pride. Find them at professionalpriderealty.com.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye and LASIK. Are you ready for LASIK? If so, we've got you covered. Experienced surgeons, the most advanced technology, and a kind and caring staff, all right here in your backyard. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. Ritchie Eye and LASIK.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Heritage Bank is a locally owned bank that cares about the communities they serve. They pride themselves on being a bank you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their professional mortgage and real estate specialists will help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They are honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield for 2 years in a row. At Heritage Bank, they truly believe successful business comes from successful customers and a successful community. Stop by Heritage Bank in Northfield to see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can be helpful for you.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Hey. It's just a couple minutes in front of 11 o'clock here on a Saturday morning. Beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Plenty of blue skies and sunshine. Today, high of 40. Going to get some gusts out of the southwest at about 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 30. Miles an hour today. A little bit of some patchy fog cooling off to 20 tonight. Sunshine and 38 throughout the day tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and a low of around 21, sunshine and 40 again on Monday. And we're running a little bit on the late side. Hopefully you're not getting too busy. We don't have a hockey game until 3 o'clock this afternoon as the boys take on Mankato East. You can hear that live right here on 95.1, the 1 KYMN. We'll bring that to you live this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll probably drop the puck around 3, probably a little pregame raid about 15 minutes before that, and we'll talk about Raider hockey here this afternoon on KYMN. And then, of course, your girls do the section semifinals. They'll be in Lakeville South, so I encourage you to take the trip north and go root on your girls. It has been an interesting season, to say the least. They unfortunately did not win the Big Nine Conference meet, I guess, against Owatonna here last week, so they move on, and the season moves on. We are now in playoff time, so it is win or go home, and they are playing a very strong Lakeville South team this evening. So they're going to need your support, so you got to get up there. Get up there and yell and scream and go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Go bananas. Speaking of bananas, how about Evan Lowell? Where's he been at lately? Well, he was able to catch up, believe it or not, with the Raiders Knowledge Bowler, or a.k.a. the trivia team, to find out what's going on in this week's Meet the Raider. Stick around!
Welcome to Meet the Raider on the Raider Rap with your host, Evan Lowe. Joining me today in the studio is Raider Knowledge Bowler, Hal Shuffleton. So, Hal, what activities are you involved in?
So, right now, I'm just involved in Knowledge Bowl, and then the tennis season is starting up soon, so I'll be playing in that, and then I do mountain biking in the fall.
In Hal, you're a junior. What's been the highlight of your junior year so far?
Highlight of my junior year? Probably just academics. Yeah, I've been really enjoying them. I don't think I have a single class that I really don't like, so.
That's good to hear. And then just looking ahead to the rest of this year, is there anything that you're really looking forward to?
Tennis is always fun. Hoping to go to state for Knowledge Bowl.
What is Knowledge Bowl?
Yeah, we go down to this like meeting center outside of Rochester, and then there's a bunch of other schools there, and you answer trivia questions. You get a written test, which is a bunch of trivia questions, and not really any like pop culture stuff so much, but a lot of like geography, science, math, that sort of literature, a lot of literature. And then after that, you do three rounds that are like against two other schools, and it's like with a buzzer. You buzz in, answer a question, same type of questions.
So like kind of like Family Feud?
Yeah, but I think like Knowledge Bowl would be way cool if I had Steve Harvey.
Okay, yeah. And how many people are involved in Knowledge Bowl at the high school?
We have a really big team for a lot of the schools around us. I think we got 40 kids this year.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we do about 5 per team.
Okay, so I'm guessing around 8 teams.
I think that's exactly right.
Right, now. Yep. And then, see, that's why I'm not in Knowledge Bowl. And so with 8 teams, what do you guys call yourselves? Like, 8 teams, you can't all be Northfield.
Yeah, so they have us, we're limited to a color, but ever since, like, marketing and paint, there's, like, a lot of colors out there, so you can find some kind of wacky ones. This is my second year of trying to get my team called Hooker's Green. We haven't been allowed to, so this year we're Drake's Neck Green because we like Drake.
Are there any other interesting team names out there?
Like, I guess, like, Dead Salmon, but I don't know who would paint their house Dead Salmon.
you're a junior. How many years have you been involved?
Actually, I've only been involved 2. I took a kind of break 2 years. I didn't do it my 10th grade year, but I did it 9th and this year. And then I did it all through middle school.
So is the middle school team involved with the high school team, or is that like separate?
Kind of? It's a completely separate thing. Like, we never hear of them or anything, so...
I was just picturing, like, you guys competing against some middle schoolers from, like, Rochester.
Oh, no, like, there's been a few where they might as well have been middle schoolers. No, it's all great competition. I'm supposed to say that, too.
It's a winter, like, activity, Knowledge Bowl, right?
Yeah, so it just runs in the winter. Although, with this, if you go to state, that gets pretty drawn out there. I think state's in April this year.
Yeah, so how has the season gone so far?
So far, it's gone quite well for us. Northfield's just been dominating. A lot of great competition, but so far we've been coming out on top. My team, I think, has been doing quite well. We came in first for one of the competitions, and then we tied for second and lost to first to two other Northfield teams. Really, it's been looking great for Northfield and great for our team.
Yeah, that's sweet, Hal. I always hear on the announcements, it's like the top 8 schools at the most recent Knowledge Bowl competition were all from Northfield. So
yeah. I think there's a few stragglers, but we're really right up there. When it comes, we have sub-regionals next week, and it's going to be a lot of competition against Northfield. How they do the rooms is, like, if you do good one round, you get moved up into a harder room based on, like, how many points you have. I'm guessing the top 3 rooms are just going to be filled with Northfield, so it's going to be Northfield on Northfield action.
Go on after sub-regionals. What would be next?
Regionals.
Regionals, and then after regionals?
State. So we take 6 teams to sub-regionals, or 6 teams go, and then 2 teams from there go to state.
Hal, what would you say you guys really excel at in, like, the different categories?
Yeah, so Quinn's just insane with geography, and then Allie just knows so much literature. There's hardly a book they bring up. She does, that she doesn't know, she does Quiz Bowl stuff, too, which is like a offshoot of Knowledge Bowl. It's way more intense, and she studies a lot for that, so she's really well-rounded. And then me, Max, and Luke, that's other people on the team, just to have here and there knowledge to fill in the gaps.
Yeah, and how, when you go into the Knowledge Bowl competitions, going into the competitions, do you kind of know what you'll be asked at all, or is it completely random?
We don't have any idea of the exact questions. We can, like, sometimes some guys will look at trends of what questions they've been asking, and we often expect some, like, certain people come up over and over again. They're a big fan of Mark Twain, although I haven't actually seen too many of those in competitions, but there'll be a few. But no, we really just go in, we kind of know the areas. Like, they're not going to throw, like, a kind of a modern pop culture question at us.
And going into meets, you guys study, mentally prepare. Are there any other rituals or just things that you do before a competition?
Yeah, so we like to listen to Drake's Hotline Bling on the bus down. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Okay.
I think that we should check your abilities. And what if we had a little trivia competition, trivia questionnaire?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right, so how this is going to work is I'll ask a question. I'll wait like 3 seconds for the listeners to maybe get an idea in their heads, and then you can answer. Let's make this a little bit about Northfield.
Okay.
All right, the first question is, what famous musician and songwriter grew up in Northfield and attended Carleton College? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Ray Coudray?
Close. Mr. Coudray, the math teacher, rock and roll enthusiast. No, it's Dan Wilson, who is actually Grammy Award winning and grew up in Northfield and attended Carleton College. So you're 0 for 1 so far, Hal.
Okay.
What state has the largest ball of twine in the world?
Oh, I remember some Guinness World Records book. I want to say... It's in the Midwest, because, like, we have nothing else, so we make big twine balls. Minnesota?
Yes, yeah, it's Minnesota. Up north in a small town I've never heard of called Darwin, Minnesota.
Okay. I feel like, yeah, it's a town that would need a giant ball of twine.
Make them relevant somehow.
Somehow.
Well, thank you for playing with that, Hal. I hope You got one for two.
One for two.
50%. That's pretty good. I wouldn't pick you up there with Einstein, or I wouldn't add you to that team. But
I think you underestimate me greatly.
Like, I mean,
Einstein's not getting that question either. Like, if you look at, like, I probably did better than Einstein on those two, because, like, he probably would have gone 0 for 0.
And so you guys have said that your team is pretty good. You won a tournament. Is there anything that you guys are looking to accomplish just within the season?
Yeah, I think we'd all really like to go to state. I mean, most of us are juniors, so this won't be our last chance, but it's looking like we have a great team this year. We're actually facing some harsh competition from Northfield teams, as well as who we usually play against, which is Rochester, has been giving us a battle for most years. It's going to be close, but I think we have a good shot at state this year, and I'd love to go. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun if we do make it.
Yeah. Hal, have you made it in past years?
No, I haven't, but my brother actually made it 2 years and actually won state, one of them.
So you've got it in your genes. And so you guys have that to come up for, you guys. But you said facing off against the Northfield competition. How do you think your team stacks up against the other Northfield teams?
Yeah, so in practice, we kind of struggle. We're not always most, you know, focused. But competitions have really been driving us into shape. And so we're easily top three Northfield teams. But there's a lot of good competition in Northfield. We're a good, really good school in Knowledge Bowl.
Yeah, so hopefully you can make it past your peers and then make it to state. And
make it to state.
Best of luck with the rest of your season. Thank you for coming in today, Al.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you, KYMN fans, for listening. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. This is Evan Lowe hosting Meet the Raider on this week's Raider Wrap. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1 The One. I'd like to apologize about a little false information back there in the interview. Dan Wilson did not grow up in Northfield. He grew up in St. Louis Park, and he actually went to Harvard University. But you know what? Carleton is considered Harvard of the Midwest, kind of. So I think it's close enough. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you, Evan Lowe, for that interpretation. Daniel Dodd Wilson is the American musician. He helped write Closing Time, by the way. Something Like You with Adele. So, yeah, still, I mean, hey, yeah, you know, Harvard, Carleton, 220, 221, whatever it takes, you know what I'm saying? Hey, and oh, by the way, I grew up just outside of Darwin, Minnesota. It is the world's largest handmade ball of twine, by the way. It was started by a farmer out there, and he started rolling up his bowls of twine, and he's just kept doing it manually until at some point he had to take a tractor and actually move the twine in order to roll it. Now, there is a ball of twine, or a ball of string, I should say, down in Texas that theoretically is a bit larger, but that was not handmade. That was they kind of set that up, and they had some mechanical tools and additional apparati yes, I'm proud to say that I'm from or near the Darwin, Minnesota area. So, yay. Don't forget to check out the Twine Ball Inn. Great breakfast. You could get that as well out there in Darwin, Minnesota. Population, I think, about 205. It's right down on Highway 12 West, about 60 miles to the west. Great day to go there today. Sunshine and 40. Plenty of sunshine, 40. Gust of wind, though. Winds are going to get out of the south-southwest, 10 to 15, high of around 30. Tonight, a little bit of fog. Otherwise, cooling off to around 20 tomorrow. Fog in the morning, burning it off to partly sunny skies. Back to 38 tomorrow night. It'll be cooling off to 21. Sunshine and 40 on Monday. Tuesday looks like a good chance of some rain. 80% chance of rain during the day. 90% chance during the night. And maybe some precipitation as we look forward into Wednesday as well. But for today, sunshine on my shoulder, baby. And a high of 40. We're about 34 now. In the valley, in the Northfield area. Don't forget to check us out this afternoon, 3 o'clock, boys hockey, right here on KYMN. And we look forward to that this afternoon, starting at 3. So we're in about 2:45. I think we'll tee off on the radio there, and we'll do a quick pregame there, and then we'll get ourselves underway, and we'll be done around 5:30 or so, I'm guessing. And then later on this evening, it'll be the girls' hockey team in the section semifinals up in Lakeville South. So again, get in your cars, grab yourself a blanket or whatever you need to go in there to sit on the bleachers, but go root on your girls' Raiders hockey team tonight. That's facing off at 7 o'clock against Lakeville South. Well, we ran a little bit late today, 11 minutes after 11 o'clock, but I'm glad you stuck around. For those of you who were able to stick around, we thank you. For those of you who were not able to stick around very long, we want you to check us out. We are, of course, at kymnradio.net. You can go on to programs, select the Raider Wrap, select today's date, and you can listen back to all the fun, including Bubba Sullivan, who, with the activities director, we talked about everything. You name it, we talked about it. If it had to do with an activity with the Raiders, well, we were there. And, of course, then we talked to Doug Davis, the head coach of the swim and dive team. Very interesting perception and a look at how the swim and dive team is doing this year, but then how certain things are handled and judged throughout the meet. So fun information if you're knowledgeable, like the Knowledge Bowl, like Hal Shuffleton, and want to obtain great knowledge, you might want to listen in on that as well. Again, that's kymnradio.net. It's available to you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu. We'll catch you this afternoon live from the Northfield Ice Arena. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 KYMN. Bye-bye.
You want to feel important? You want to be a part of something bigger? Something that matters and can help change things? You want to feel like you belong? Well, we felt that way too. I'm First Lieutenant Brandon Biedinger from Champlin, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you, and together we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.